Welcome to the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Hamblin.
And I'm your co-host, Ashley Schultz.
As moms who are currently in the thick of raising kids with big emotions, we know firsthand how challenging their intense behaviors can be.
And that a little support can go a long way.
This is a non-judgmental community that was created for you or any mom who's feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed.
Each week, either Emily or I will share our experiences, offer practical tips, and interview experts in the field so you can be empowered to help your children with their challenges.
Join us as we help you enlighten motherhood. Hello, everyone. This is Emily. Welcome back to another episode of the Enlightening Motherhood Podcast. I'm so excited you could join me today. Okay, I want to delve in today with some of the top questions and top topics that were discussed this last week. The last couple of weeks, I had the incredible opportunity of hosting the Raising Emotionally Healthy Families 2.0 Summit. This was my second time hosting a summit on this theme, and it was nothing short of incredible. I had 35 fabulous guests who I got to interview. I got to share their interviews with everyone. We had well over 4,000 people signed up from countries all over the world. We also had almost 700 people join our Facebook group, join a lot of discussions. I was giving away tons of prizes going live. We were chatting. There were bingo games. So much fun. And while the fun is awesome, right? The fun is enjoyable. The fun is one thing that helps us grow, just like play-based learning with kids, fun-based learning with adults. It's very helpful. That's my little teacher hat there for you. And at the same time, our purpose in everyone gathering wasn't just to have fun. That was just kind of a vehicle for our learning and our growth. In all of the Facebook Lives and a lot of the questions, there was one recurring theme that I really wanted to bring up with you today. And that is a very recurring theme in all of what we do in Enlightening Motherhood, in our coaching calls, in our memberships, in everything. That is the importance of meeting yourself where you're at. In other words, having self-compassion. Or, in other words, accepting the fact that you do have imperfections, and that's okay. Now, I know a lot of times when I say this, some red flags for people go up. No, I don't want to accept my imperfections because then I'm going to stop wanting to make progress and growth and change and all of those things. I get where you're coming from. You're coming from a wonderful place. You are here listening to this podcast, not because you want to stay stuck in your challenges, but because you want more empowerment to be able to handle those challenges, right? You want to be able to grow and continue to progress in your parenting journey and in your life in general. And that is wonderful. I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm so glad that you have that desire. Now, here's the thing. This is what study after study shows. When we are trying to motivate ourselves to change by hating ourselves, that might be too strong of a word for some of you. So let's say that in another way. When we are trying to motivate ourselves towards change by being extremely negative towards ourselves, by being down on ourselves, by thinking we're never going to be good enough, it closes the door to change. It also increases our stress load. Those of you who have joined us inside of Emotionally Healthy Families, who joined me in our Summit Masterclass, or really have followed me long enough, you have probably heard me talk about a body budget. This is a very important concept. It was introduced to me by Mona Delahook. Psychologists have some really fancy words to describe it. It doesn't really matter. It's this idea that our thoughts, our nervous system, our bodies, our senses, they're all intertwined together. And our body budget is full when our needs are met. This might be physical needs like hunger, sleep, sunshine, movement, hydration, etc. And also, there might be some other needs. There might be emotional needs, mental needs, social needs, a lot of different needs. As they're met, our budget is nice and full. It's able to give a lot. It can handle a lot of times when basically things aren't going our way, when we're expecting one thing, something else happens. We want something to happen, it doesn't happen. We want something to happen, it's not happening yet. We want to do one thing and have to switch to do another thing, etc. We're able to handle it because we have enough reserves in our body budget. When our body budget gets low and depleted, it's really hard for us to meet the demands that are placed on us because we just don't have the reserves that we need. Are you with me so far? I hope so. And so whenever we are being negative with ourselves, whenever we're harboring all sorts of shame because we're not perfect, whenever we are self-hating, again, that's a strong word if you don't like it, whenever we are really doing the opposite of having self-compassion, when we're giving the limelight to that inner critic, it increases our stress load. It depletes our body budget. And as a result, it means we have less resources available to give to the challenges in our life. We have less resources available for creative thinking. We have less resources available to actually make the very change that we're trying to get ourselves to make by being hard and negative on ourselves. It's mind-blowing to consider, but this in my own parenting journey was life-changing when I realized I don't have to listen to all of those negative thoughts that are popping up in my head about myself. When I realized that it's not a horrible thing, or I'm not going to be incredibly cocky or arrogant or prideful if I actually love myself and I support myself and I have my own back, even when and especially when I do make mistakes, it has been life-changing in my own parenting journey. This was a theme we saw repeated over and over again in all of the Facebook Lives in the summit. I'm so grateful for the incredible turnout that we have. I really have been pouring out my heart to God in prayer, getting ready for this, running this, and I feel like there was definitely, what's the phrase they say a lot? A strength beyond my own. I feel like this was so much more work than one person can do. And I did have some help. I had a small team helping me. I hope next time, if I do another summit, I'm going to have a bigger team helping me, or hire out more of the help, because honestly, I was pretty worn thin last week. And at the same time, I have self-compassion. I'm not going to get defensive about the fact that I was worn thin. I'm not going to get hard on myself about it. I'm not going to get upset with other people. I'm just going to have compassion. Yes, I was worn thin. That was a lot of work. And I did my best. And it happened to be that that summit was incredible. And what happens though, the times, like during that week when I was worn thin and I snapped at my teenager and I said things that I wish I hadn't said, what happens then? Do I need to turn and say, oh my goodness, here you are, the parenting coach. You are literally teaching people how to regulate their emotions as a parent. You're teaching them how to avoid their own mommy and daddy meltdowns. And yet, here you just snapped at your kid and lost it at your kid. Who do you think you are? You need to just stop while you're ahead. I have that negative voice come up. If I give it the limelight, if I believe it, if I choose to entertain the thoughts, is that going to help me prepare with that teenager? Is it going to help me continue to learn the skills and to grow and to make progress? Or is it going to hold me back? I think when you start to have it from a third person point of view, you can see so clearly how it holds people back. Let's apply it to ourselves. Now, that doesn't mean we need to be happy about the time that we show up in ways in which we wish we hadn't. I'm totally not happy that I snapped at my teenager. I definitely went and repaired. I'm so grateful for all of the tools I do have. So I didn't completely lose it on him. I didn't have a total mommy meltdown. And I was able to really effectively repair. And our relationship is actually stronger now as a result. And I was able to model for him what adults do, what an emotionally healthy parent does when they make mistakes. I am here to tell you that you will make greater progress if you accept the fact that, yes, sometimes you do show up in ways you don't want to. You might even have that initial guilt, which is just a sign of having actions that are out of alignment with your values. I don't want to show up like that, and yet I did show up like that. Those two things aren't meeting up. Now I'm feeling guilt. It's okay if you feel that initially. We don't need to fester it. We don't need to harbor it. We can accept that as a signal that we want to continue to work and we want to continue to change. And we can recognize that we didn't mean to. We can recognize that we are still going to be working on ourselves and love ourselves and meet ourselves where we are at, imperfections and all. I am so glad that we have been able to have literally so many people join the Emotionally Healthy Families membership. There's still room for more to join. Depending on when you're listening to this, the doors may or may not still be open. If they're still open, or if they're closed, come and join the wait list. I would love for you to come and check it out. emotionallyhealthyfamilies.com/membership. And I would love for you to take this huge takeaway that thousands of people all over the world were able to take away and really see a good trajectory in their parenting. You are a good parent, not because you do things perfectly, but because you're a good person, because you have a good heart, because you are trying. And as you believe that you're a good parent, that is trying. And sometimes you might make mistakes, and sometimes you might not do things perfectly. In fact, you're never going to do things perfectly. None of us will. We're all human. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you're a bad parent. It means you're a good parent who is trying. And I'm so glad that you're trying. Your efforts are worth it. Let's keep going. And I can't wait to hear how this helps you out in your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a beautiful week. If this podcast episode was meaningful or helpful to you, can you think of a friend who might benefit from hearing it? Why not send them a quick text with a link to listen? I know it's a message I would have loved hearing years ago.